Welcome to MZ Now Rewind.
Welcome back, everybody, to the best moments of 2017, part two. I hope everybody is ready for the new year because I definitely am. So we're going to start off the new year with the Situation Room with Jaime. I'm not sure what's really going on in this clip, as it could, you can barely hear him. But let's take a listen.
You're hearing your news from Facebook and SNL and CNN some and Fox
named,
News.
Some guy named Rusty I work
Bill
with.
Bill O'Reilly and whatever. Here to clarify everything, we have come up with our own Situation Room, if you will.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. And our very own Jaime the Tattoo Guy is going to explain what's going on in the world as only Jaime can.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jaime Room. Ladies and gentlemen, Jaime is actually on his way back from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's actually in a cafe right now. Eating dinner with his family, so we are prime time to talk to him.
Yeah, it's a great
time. I'm so eager to...
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's join Jaime, the tattoo guy, in our Situation Room. Jaime, are you there?
I'm here. How can I help?
Yes. Well, I...
It's a good start.
Everyone's eating chips today.
Who's eating? Why is everyone eating today?
Oh, well, it's Bobby and Jaime.
Yeah, my
what's going on?
We just got finished eating. I'm finna get on the road again, man. All right. We gotta make it quick. I've been gone for 10 hours.
What was the Las Vegas trip for?
I'm a tattoo artist. I'm gonna pick up whenever I need to go.
But you just went to like Galveston or something a few days ago, and then you got back for a couple days and then switched straight to Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah.
I
don't know what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm on vacation across the nation.
Bobby, you still there too?
Yep.
You look like a rock star, you can be a pop star.
Right.
This is
how
going
this,
great. This is really this, clearing things up.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's re-enter Jaime the Tattoo Guy's Situation Room. Jaime the Tattoo Guy, can you clear up this bombing situation that's going on right now?
The bombing. They're bombing people in Syria. Why have they bombed people over Syria forever? That's landmass. They're trying to reduce the mass of people. You know, it's just selfish people that just don't. There ain't no more kindness in the world. So everybody's trying to get do this, do that, just to get over on somebody.
We should get a transcript of this and have someone else say it.
We also, for those listening on demand, we do have a subtitle at the very bottom of the player.
On this audio podcast,
right.
So just watch that.
You'll know exactly what he's saying. All right, let's talk about Aaron Hernandez. What's going on with Aaron Hernandez, Jaime the Tattoo Guy?
Aaron Hernandez. You know, he had a contract with the Dallas Cowboys, and not the Dallas Cowboys.
Patriots.
The Patriots. And it was gonna, if he was gonna find, if they would have convicted him for whatever he was getting going to trial for, they was going to take away that contract. He wasn't going to get all that millions of dollars. So he figured, well, I'm going to kill myself so my daughter can stay with his millions and be rich while I'm in heaven enjoying youth.
Well, there you go. And, yeah. Well, that clears it up because I was confused.
I'll tell you, man. Did you see how he looked at his daughter on that Facebook post? He's looking at her with love and compassion.
So he
was doing the very deed for her.
He ended his life doing something really good.
Wait, so he killed him?
That's what people are saying.
Wait, so
his contract would never end.
Oh.
Well, wait.
This is the contract.
Why would they honor his contract? Why would they honor? Because I haven't heard this.
Hasn't he already been convicted of murdering people?
Why would they honor his contract if he killed himself? Usually suicide is an exclusory clause.
You like, can say he died for the love of money.
There's your answer.
No, play the song.
Oh, here we go. Sorry.
Question answered.
Yeah. All right. Jaime the Tattoo Guy. What is going on with Russia?
Russia, man. And whatchamacallit, man? What's his name? You know his name.
Jonathan.
Going to take a couple of years.
Patton.
Michael.
Tom Green.
Jason. Tom Green. You can see me on the television. Eating a chicken sandwich.
Vladimir Patton.
Trump got companies out there in Russia, so he's trying to do whatever he can with Russia. And Russia getting back.
Yeah.
He's trying to set up on this. So, you know, they just have, you know, eventually they're going to end up patting each other in the back, wiping their ass.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see on the video.
All right. Well, I know you got some driving to do. Thank you for clearing up a lot of that crazy.
Thank you.
Really?
I'm coming back home Monday.
Wow.
So, y'all get at me. 214-438-7655.
I've been a tattoo guy. All right, Jaime. I don't know how to disconnect your line while keeping Bobby on the line. So can you hang up?
Bobby ain't in the studio today?
No, he's on the phone with you.
Oh, good damn, man. Hello, Bobby. You there, brother?
Yep.
Damn, I see you. I ain't seen you in a while, man. Can't get at me, man, when I have to come back to the studio.
Isn't this a nice
you
moment?
You told me last week. I forgot. Nah, I just messed with you. Anyways, man, y'all be safe.
All right, you drive safe.
Show some humans.
All right,
bye.
I will say this about...
Hold on. Jaime, you got to hang up your phone. I don't know how to hang it up from up here. Yeah, sorry.
Later.
All right. That was Jaime the tattoo guy in the Situation Room. I think that's a great bit.
Brilliant.
That helps clear things
great.
Up, you know? I don't know. Maybe the Situation Room at this point was a little bit more noisier. Right. Then
I definitely feel if people ask me those questions that I can give them a more coherent answer
right.
now.
This is MZ Now Rewind.
So Sarah travels all around the world all the time. I don't know how she does it, because I don't think she even has a job. So Sarah gives Bryce clues on where she's at, and Bryce has to figure out, where is she? Can you guess where she is? Take a listen.
I'm very excited to announce our very first game of 2017. It's called Where in the World is Sarah Albin? Right?
Ah, I'm so excited!
Yeah. You should see the graphic art for this. It's incredible. So you remember Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, right?
Classic TV.
Right. It was basically Carmen Sandiego was a thief, and she went around the world stealing things and leaving clues, and you, as the gumshoe, there was a TV show, cartoon, and there was two game shows, I think. And you had to figure out as a contestant or as watching the cartoon where she was in the world, right? So Sarah is our resident Carmen Sandiego, without the theft, without the criminal record.
That you know of.
Right. That may be why she's going.
I'm
right.
just better at it.
She will go, within a month or two, she'll probably be gone, and we won't see her for 2 to 3 months. And we'll be like, well, where is she at? And I'm like, I don't know. Last week she was in Spain. Next week she's going to be in, you know, Madrid, which is the same thing.
Yeah, really changing it up.
You know, she's going to be in so China.
Norway.
Norway.
Other parts of Spain.
She's releasing sea turtles into the ocean at Atlantis. She's
awesome.
Helping Syrian
I've never
refugees.
Been to Atlantis. That one.
Well, it's underwater. Up. You have to raise it back up.
Oh, you're thinking that. Oh, I have been there then, like the underwater.
The
like
city that's,
the
that fell
land.
In the... Yeah.
Oh, I have been there.
You
never
have
mind.
Been there?
I thought you meant like the resort
Look at this.
In the Bahamas.
I was just kidding. You have been to the underwater city?
Yeah, most people think it's not real, but like I have connections.
Right. The Trump family took me down there in their submarine yacht.
Gosh.
It was huge. So we created a game based off of Sarah called, you know, Where in the World is Sarah Albin? And we brought in our good best buddy, Bryce. We're going to give him the clues. And then he's going to guess where she's at, and you guys have to guess whether he's going to get it right or not. Does that make sense?
If you can figure out for yourself. I wrote the clues pretty hard.
They are pretty difficult.
Yeah.
So you're
going
to have to listen to the clues, and then you'll decide, does this average American 20-year-old kid, will he be able to get this answer correct? Right? Did I explain that well enough? Everybody on the same page?
You did sound like an old man when you called him a kid. Like
right.
That, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to make, you know, he's a young guy. He's 20 years old. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. So, are you guys ready to play? Where in the world is Sarah Albin? Oh, we're actually playing for a real prize, by the way.
What? Everyone's like, eh.
What a tease.
We're playing, you guys are playing for the first Avenger Captain America 1940s Captain America shield, a 1/6 scale replica. I don't think this will protect you from anything, but it might be cool to put on your desk or eBay.
It'll protect your virginity with
right.
all its might.
That's right. So, all right.
You have a miniature vagina?
You could like tuck it in a pocket.
It's a chastity shield.
Okay.
Yeah. it's shaped like a jock cup.
Right.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's play Where in the World is Sarah Albin?
Where in the world? Sarah Albin.
So, Brittany, I know you don't know Bryce very well. So, and neither does what's your name? Matt. Sorry, Jim. So, I know you guys don't know Bryce very well. So, just to give you a hint of who we're dealing with, I'm going to play the intro where I ask him how well he knows geography. So, here's his answer. This will give you a clue on how well he's going to do today.
All right, Bryce, how good are you with geography?
Yeah, horrible.
What is geography?
Science, right?
I guess, or history.
So far, we're on a great track.
So you guys know what you're dealing with now on Where in the World is Sarah Albin. In the world
is Sarah Albin.
So now let's meet our contestants on the new game show called Sarah Albin. Where in the world is Sarah Albin? In the world. Let's start with Eric Starr. Where in the world are you from?
I am from Oak Cliff.
Okay, Oak Cliff in the house, yes.
The hood in Dallas,
yes.
Texas.
Woo! All right, Sarah Albin, where are you from?
From everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. You're going to have to guess.
I can't give anything away.
Right. Matt, where are you from?
Parts unknown.
Parts unknown, all right. And Brittany, with an N-I at the end of her name, where are you from?
I'm from Gilbert, Arizona.
Oh, you really? Originally?
Yeah.
How long have you been in Dallas?
10 years.
Well, welcome to Dallas. Remember, you guys are playing for a First Adventure Captain America 1940s shield replica. You guys ready for the first clue?
Yes.
All right.
Wow, that was enthusiastic.
Yeah. Yes.
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 Sarah Albin, where in the world are you?
Okay, Bryce and crew. I am speaking French with my local Parisian friends. I am in what country?
She is speaking French. What country is she in?
Mm-hmm.
Eric Starr.
Will Bryce know?
Will Bryce know what country she's in?
I would say... no.
All right.
I'm going no.
Well, Sarah has to play too. You're playing your own game.
Oh, I have to play?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to if you don't want to, but...
I'm going to say yes for everything.
Okay.
I believe in him.
All right.
I'm going
by the way, can you keep score, Eric?
Oh, okay.
Write
yeah, keep score because
I'm going to use this right paper.
Matt, you got a pad,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you keep score instead.
This Hare
yeah,
Krishna.
It's my Hare Krishna pamphlet.
Hare Krishna pamphlet.
Yeah, Sarah's converting.
Okay. Is that how you're going to live?
All right, so Eric says no.
I say no.
Sarah says yes. Matt, you say?
No.
No. Brittany says?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Right?
Here's his answer.
I don't know, Pakistan.
What?
Pakistan is not correct.
I knew the word Parisian would throw him off.
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes.
He heard Persian.
Yeah.
So I know Pakistan. His mind. I really know his mind by now.
She tricked him. All right.
So I got a point because I said no.
Yes,
Sarah,
I was wrong.
Yeah, both of them,
point
the girls
one.
Are wrong.
One.
Okay.
We are 1-1-0-0.
1-1-0-0. Here we go. Sarah, where in the world are you?
Okay. I am watching a Spanish bullfight in Madrid. I am in what country?
She's watching a Spanish bullfight in Madrid. What country is she in? Eric Starr.
I would say yes. He's going to know it. He's going to know it.
All right. Sarah? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Just put me down for yes for all of them.
All right.
I'm going to go with no.
No? Brittany?
I say no.
All right. You guys
she
ready?
Gave him a chance and he let her
right.
down.
Yeah. She's like, you know, I'm done with it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Here is his answer.
Mexico.
What?
That is incorrect.
I knew it.
What?
See?
She said Spanish.
I knew it. Spanish.
Spanish. Right. We'll fight in Madrid.
So
I got that one right.
So close.
All right. You got the scores?
I do indeed.
Recorded? Okay, yes. Here we go.
Because I'm in the lead. Of course I'm going to keep score down.
Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am in New York City's Times Square. What state am I in?
New York City's Times Square. What state is she in? Eric.
Yes, he said no it.
Sarah says yes.
Mm-hmm. I say yes.
Please, yes.
All right, everybody says yes. Everyone's
We're
locked
all
in for a yes.
Our hearts on the line.
Oh, no.
Oh, by the way.
That was the answer?
He was this was filmed in front of a live audience. He was with his friends, and they watched him, and they're laughing because they know he probably doesn't know the answer to half these questions. So if you hear laughter in the background, that's what it is.
What's going on? New York. What state is she in? New York. That is correct.
Yeah.
Wow, he got one right. All right, so everyone got a point on that one.
It really tickled him.
Yeah. All right, Sarah, where in the world are you?
Bryce. Ciao, Roma. Bella Italia. What country am I in?
What country is she in?
That is a no.
Can you do that again?
Yeah, please do that again.
Ciao, Taloma.
Ciao, Roma.
All right, Eric does
no, he definitely
Bryce
is, he definitely
that voice was like, spring break.
Right.
I wish Bryce could hear her saying that.
Right.
Yeah, I'd probably help him.
No.
I provide so much.
Yeah, I'm ready to get like
color.
This, by the way. Italia. Something like that. Yeah. Not, there's no
Bella Italia.
There's no characterization in my voice when I'm reading it to him when I'm asking these questions. All right. You said no or yes?
No.
No?
I say definitely not.
Matt?
I'm going to go no.
All right.
No.
Everybody says no.
Italia.
I'm sorry?
Italia.
I don't think there's a country named Italia.
Well, I don't know then.
Now.
Oh, that was really, really close.
Should we give it to him? That's my question because I don't know. A half point?
Italy is a pretty well-known country.
That's true.
I mean.
No, but he really dissected the context and you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm really proud of him for that one.
Should
I
we
think
give
he
a curve?
Get half.
No. All right. Well, it doesn't matter. Was this still counted as a no? Everyone,
I wouldn't.
Because everyone got it right.
You said
right.
No, like the noise.
Yeah. So, well, I was conflicted on that one. All right. Here we go. Clue number five. Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am at the Washington Monument near the Capitol building. I am in what city?
The Washington Monument. What city is she in?
He's not going to know it.
Eric says no. Matt.
I say yes.
Matt says yes.
No.
Brittany says no. Let's see what his answer is.
D.C.
Oh,
that's actually correct.
God.
Washington, D.C.
Dang
we'll give
it.
You that one. Look at you.
That
I know that from the movie.
What movie?
Take Over the White House. I think that's called one of them. It's something else.
Was it White House Down?
Yeah, White House Down.
Okay.
Who knew that movie was going to be so educational?
Yeah, I said House of Cards over here. I guarantee
he's not watching that on Netflix. I guarantee that. That goes over my head. All right. Next clue is, Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am at an Ohio State football game eating disgusting food.
Where was your voice at?
I am in what state?
She is at an Ohio State football game. What state is she in?
Yep.
He's not going to know. No, he's not going to know.
It's very clear. Ohio State is in the question. Eric says no. Matt?
I'm going to go with yes.
Matt says yes.
Yes.
Brittany says yes.
He's good at the domestic ones. What?
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 Tokyo's not correct, unfortunately.
Let me see. Yeah, that's incorrect. That's incorrect.
By the way, the answer was Ohio.
I was way the fuck off.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I know.
Greetings from Ohio.
That was a good racist impression, Eric.
That was awesome. Oh my gosh.
All right.
Wow.
So,
racist impression.
Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am celebrating the Chinese New Year in Shanghai. I am in which country?
Eric.
I can see her really doing that. I see her like, he's not gonna know it. Wait, yeah, he'll know it. Yeah,
you will.
I'll say yes.
Okay, all right.
I'm gonna say no.
Matt says no. Brittany,
I lost all faith at that last. So no.
Japan,
that is incorrect.
Oh my god.
Tokyo, Japan. Oh, no, that's all.
He was on the
doing.
Right side of the world though.
Yeah,
right.
That's good.
All right, Sarah. Where in the world are you?
I am at a Chicago Cubs game at Wrigley Field. I am in which state?
Now,
this one's a little tricky.
It is a little tricky because, I mean,
I would take city or state, I think.
Okay.
As an answer.
I don't remember what he says on this one, so let's see. Eric?
I'm just focused on the Cubs part, so I'm going to say no.
Because of the bear?
Yeah. Now he's distracted.
Yeah, I'm distracted now. I can't even think correctly. But I'm going to say no. He doesn't know it.
All right, Matt?
I'm going to also go with no.
Brittany?
No.
Chicago, bitches.
That's a city, not a state. What state? What state is she in?
Oakland?
Oakland's also a city. What state is Chicago in?
I don't know. I suck at history.
You suck at history? Is that what you said?
New York. No, I.
Well, he went all over the country, but did not land on the correct state. unfortunately.
I think half point.
Yeah, he did say Chicago. He was very confident when he said it, too.
Chicago bitches.
Yeah.
All right. Sarah, here's clue number 9. We have 9 and 10, and then we'll have a bonus one if we have a tie. Are we close to a tie, Matt, or no?
Right now, we are at Eric has 5.
Yeah.
I have more than 5, and Brittany also has 5.
All right, so there may not be a tie, is what you're saying. So we'll play it just as a bonus round, just for fun. All right? Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am seeing Utah's Mormon Tabernacle Choir in Salt Lake City. I'm in which state?
Utah's Tabernacle Choir.
Mormon Tabernacle. More that meant no.
Eric, does he know it?
Yeah, he's going to say something, yeah.
He's going to say something? Yeah, probably.
Close to it. Yeah, he's going to say it.
All right. If he says Utah, we'll take it, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Which is the correct answer.
We'll actually,
the more I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that is the correct answer. We'll take
it. But we would take it.
We would take that. We would accept Utah.
Nice.
Matt?
Yes. Yes, I believe.
Brittany?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Oh, Salt Lake City?
That's the city. What state?
Oklahoma?
That's incorrect.
All right.
What?
This is the last question.
He's getting better at context clues.
He is trying to figure it out now. You can see the processes start to work.
He's great with cities.
Right. He's great with cities.
He's really good at repeating.
Well, you know, he slept through history, you know? That's what he said.
It's too bad none of the answers are Tokyo.
All right. Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am crossing London Bridge to get a warm pint of beer. I am in which country?
Eric.
No, he's not going to know it.
Not a chance.
Mm-mm. Definitely not.
All right. London Bridge. Will he know? Does he know the song at least?
I'd give him points for that.
All right.
London?
That's a city.
You're
in the right part of the world.
She's crossing some bridge, right?
Right. The London Bridge. You know the song?
No.
London's a city. What's the country?
New York?
New York is incorrect. New York is a state in America. London is a city in England.
I feel like Miss Frizzle from Magic School Bus.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
That's a booty hoe. All right, so who won? Is that you, Matt?
I did indeed win.
Did you win? Oh, where in the world is Sarah Albin?
Where in the world is Sarah Albin?
Now, let's play the bonus round for no points. This is just for fun.
Spirit points.
Sarah, where in the world are you?
I am standing in front of Big Tex at the Great State Fair of Texas. What city am I in?
Now, remember, before you make your guesses, Bryce has lived in the DFW area for his entire life.
Yes.
Okay? Eric, does he know what city Sarah is in?
No.
Okay, Matt?
I had faith until that preamble. Now I'm going to go with no.
No? Brittany?
No.
Texas?
What city?
I don't know. Texas Tech? That's a football. I mean, that's a...
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Texas has a lot of cities in there. She's in one city that has the state fair where Big Tex is. So what city is she in?
Mansfield. There we go.
That's incorrect. Mansfield does not have the state fair of Texas, unfortunately.
And that is... Where in the world is Sarah Albin?
Where in the world is Sarah Albin?
Matt, you won the Captain America shield, Chastity Shield.
Yay.
Yay.
So congratulations.
You are protected.
You are protected by Captain America. We'll be right back with more MZ Now right after this.
This is MZ Now Rewind.
So we had the pleasure of having Kari Payton on the show. He plays King Ezekiel on The Walking Dead. Very exciting interview. Let's take a listen.
This is MZ Now.
Hey, Kari, how are you doing?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Well, I'm sorry. Your Majesty, how are you doing? That's what I should have said. That's my bad.
Yeah, that's... I don't know if that's ever not gonna be weird. You know?
Yeah.
I get that a lot. I took my daughters to Disneyland a couple of weeks ago, and one of the attendants on the ride as we were leaving, you know, he just said, he's like, "Hope you have a great day, Your Majesty." and you just go on, and I don't know what you say. I guess you just say, "Yeah, thanks."
Yeah, so, thank you. I appreciate it.
A couple of people go down on their knees, you know, with the and it's. I was just like, "You got to stand up, Wick. This is it's
getting too weird now."
Yeah. You know, I mean, I appreciate the effort. You know.
So when you get the call that you're confirmed. That you're playing this character on one of the biggest shows in television right now. What's going through your head?
Well, I was, I was over the moon. I mean, I've been doing this for 20 something years now, and it's the biggest job of my career. So I was doing backflips, and then I got the script and realized that nobody else said anything in that script. I got work to do. So I stopped celebrating and I got to work.
Were you a Walking Dead fan beforehand, or was it just kind of all new to you?
Yeah, I was. My wife got me involved. We started watching it after she watched the first few episodes, and then she told me we've got to watch this together. So we've kind of been watching it together since the third season. I guess we binge watched the first three seasons. When my second daughter was born, you know, you're up. You know, from midnight to 3 a.m. anyway, right. You might as well right. Knock out a few episodes of The Walking Dead. And we've kind of been on board ever since. I'm the kind of watcher that gets mad at Rick, you know, like every three or four episodes.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm not watching it anymore.
Yeah.
And then of course, you know, by the time Friday comes around, I'm like, okay, what's going on?
I've done that so many times with The Walking Dead.
Absolutely. Like
I've quit the show a million times and I always come back.
You can't quit. That's the thing. It will frustrate you, but the characters are so compelling. You've got to know where they're going.
Yeah.
You know. It's. I think the character development on this show is incredible. The arcs of, I mean Carol and Morgan and that, you know, the Gabriel this season Eugene, it's the beginning from and I hate that Abraham and Glenn are gone because those guys have become such different people over the course of the time they've been on the show and so I think it's just great television.
I'll tell you, so Michael, you know, who played Abraham, stayed at my hotel this weekend, and when I would see him around, I would almost want to shed a tear because he's not on the show anymore. I'm like, this is the only time I get to see him is when he's
well,
here at the hotel.
Well, fortunately, I get to see him at the convention.
Yeah.
And he was actually there the first episode that I shot because he was shadowing Greg Nicotero, who was directing. And I love that guy so much. Because you come into a show that's this big, and I mean, I prepare, I feel confident in this job that I was doing, but still, you know, you're the new kid, you know,
yeah,
and so you know, sometimes I'll have maybe a doubt, you know, slip in there and wonder if that take was worthwhile or not, and I just see Michael sitting over in Video Village and he'd just have his arms crossed. He'd look at me. He'd just give me a thumbs up, or he'd just give me that slow nod.
Yeah,
you know. And I'd just be like, okay, I'm okay. I'm all right. I love that guy.
Well, you do have a kind of an interesting character. You know, it's a pretty unique character. Like he's a little over the top at first. And I remember watching the first episode.
Yeah, no, he's still over the top.
Right. But yeah, he's very theatrical.
Yeah. But he's got another side to him.
Like when I first saw that episode, the one that he appears on, I'm like, "What is this?" You know, I didn't read the comics, but I'm like, "Oh, it might have worked in the comics, but it's not working here. What's going on?" But they address it later on that episode. They kind of break him down, and say, "Hey, listen, what's really going on here?" It's just like, you know what? I want some believability in my zombie show. You know, I need something.
I love about that transition is that I'm hoping that's your first inclination. Is Carol's reaction, which is, what is this? This does not work. This is the wrong tone.
Yeah.
This guy, I don't know where they got him from. Because if that's your reaction, then I can really draw you in by the end of that episode. And I mean, what a great thing to be given as a as an actor, how many actors get this kind of introduction to the wider, you know, TV watching world, you know?
Absolutely.
It,
yeah.
It's like you couldn't ask for it. You couldn't ask for it. It'd be asking too much, you know? And I'm just grateful for that. I mean, to be able to have that kind of showcase, to be able to play these kind of two different sides of this man, and yet know that both sides are genuine. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly. And now, do you have like a real tiger on set at times?
Of course, I've got a real tiger, Michael. How dare you ask?
Well, I saw a CGI like deer that a couple episodes ago, so I wasn't sure if the tiger was real or not.
yeah. No. Of course. You know what? I've been raising that tiger, you know, for the last 12 years. Yeah. It just happened to be that they needed a tiger on this show, and I
that's
was
what got
I,
you
I
the job.
To have one.
Yeah, that's you it. Know? That was your ace.
Exactly.
In the hole.
She's my baby.
Now, I didn't realize this till earlier, but you have a huge voiceover background. I didn't realize that.
I've been doing I've been doing voiceover for about 16 years now.
Like, you're the cyborg of this generation, really.
It's kind of crazy how he's grown over the, you know, the last decade or so. When I started doing Cyborg on the first Teen Titans show back in 2003, unless you were really a stickler for the comics, you probably didn't know who Cyborg was. And it's so cool to see him like grow into all of these different versions. I've done so many different versions of Cyborg, you know, animation wise and video games. And now he's in the Justice League movie. It's crazy.
Have you ever met Rob Paulson?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
oh,
he's a great
I
guy.
I love Rob. He's the best.
Yeah, he's so sweet and down to earth. You know what I mean? And he always talks about voiceover people being like the sweetest people. And they really are. Like, all the people I've met in voiceover, they're always the nicest people.
They are the sweetest people and the most talented people.
Yes.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know how we get anything done because, I mean, I've got 50 voices in me, something like that.
Right.
Some of these guys that I work with, I mean, they've got 1,000 voices and we're just riffing and going back and forth and everybody's just having fun. And somehow we get, you know, TV shows recorded in a relatively short amount of time.
Yeah.
But every time we start, I always think we're never going to get this done because everybody's got too much personality, too many voices coming out of them. And it's too much fun to stop.
Yeah.
It's too much fun to stop.
You don't want it to end.
Yeah.
Now, you know, do you like working on camera or is voiceover work your thing? I mean,
what I love about my job is the variety.
Yeah.
You know, I absolutely adore working on camera, but I love that with voiceover, you can be anything, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I'm known for being a half robot superhero. You know, I played monsters. I played, you know, you're just on the Teen Titans Go show that I do now. I play the spirit of a couch. You know, that sounds like Bootsy Collins. It's just trying to get everybody to relax, baby.
Right.
You know, and I get to play. I play Rafiki on the Lion Guard Disney series. That's spinoff of the Lion King, and so I get to play Rafiki of all people.
Oh, see, that's awesome.
And to give advice to a young man, and he goes up and down, and you have all of these, you know, things that you can draw from.
Yeah.
But then the on camera, the one thing about voiceover that I would get jealous of my animated characters is that they would be able to play the silences when I couldn't, and sometimes those are some of the most poignant and beautiful moments, you know, and stuff. And to me, you know, the physicality of on camera, I'm a very physical being and actor. And so, you want to get your entire body in it. And so I love the fact that I get to jump back and forth into these worlds. I literally just came from the recording booth a few minutes ago. And then I'll fly off in a little bit and go back to The Walking Dead. You can't ask for better.
Yeah, you're going to be in Dallas next, right?
Yeah. Going to go meet the lovely people of the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area.
There you go. Yep, pretty nice.
For a comic convention. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll be back shooting The Walking Dead for next season.
Isn't that incredible? It's already over.
Yeah, it's already over. And but I tell you what, this last episode, you're going to have plenty to talk about.
Well, I'm excited about that. Real quick, this is just out of my curiosity. So you're a voice actor, you know, you're more in the shadows for, you know, a good 16 years. You've done some on-camera stuff and stuff, but a lot of your meat and potatoes was right there in voice acting, right?
Oh, yeah.
So now you're on The Walking Dead. You always talked about, you know, you're getting recognized at Disney World and stuff like that. Is it becoming more and more like you can't go out without being recognized from being on this show?
Well, the nice thing is that you know, the dreads aren't real, and and I don't take the tiger with me. So right. So
stay
you
some.
Know, there are a lot of dudes with beards and shaved heads. Yeah. So
kind of blend in.
Yeah, it takes a moment for people to kind of, you know, register that it's me. But at least at this point, you know, I can walk around, especially in Los Angeles. People don't tend to care that much,
right?
You know, they're kind of quiet about it. They'll come over and whisper, "Hey, nice job, good job, I'm on the show." You know, now in other parts of town, you know, when I'm back in Atlanta and Georgia, you know, when I've gotten recognized, that they're a little bit louder about it.
Yeah.
they go ahead and call everybody. They're like, Jennifer, Raylene, get over here. It's Ezekiel.
Then you're like, I'm just trying to have dinner.
We're taking the home to dinner. She's going to have dinner with everybody. yeah, it's all over then. But this is, I mean, you can't, whether you get, getting recognized is, I mean, it's part of the job.
Yeah.
And it's nice to know that people love what you do. And,
yeah.
And you know, that's the juice that you get. I mean, with a television show and movies, you don't get that instant gratification that you get from theater. So this is the way that people, you know, are able to show their love, and it's all good stuff.
All right, one last question. What do you think the future holds for the king? Is he one of those guys you think are we going to see him be killed at one point, or is he going to ride off into the sunset, you know, after he helps?
You know,
like, what's going to happen to him, do you think? And you might know, but
yeah, no, all bets are off on The Walking Dead, you know, because nobody is safe. You know, maybe Rick and Carl are safe. You know, maybe Daryl and Carol are safe. You know, but that's about it. And even that's not necessarily set in stone.
Right.
So, you know, my philosophy is I'm going to enjoy it while I'm here, and hopefully I'll make enough of an impact that they miss me when I'm gone.
That's
You never know, though. You know, maybe they'll take a liking to me and I'll hang out for a little while.
Awesome, man. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for doing the show.
All right. Take care. Bye.
This is MZ Now Rewind.
Okay, so we all know Bobby. I don't know if he's, like, you know, if he has all of his screws in his head or if he has mental issues or, like, what. But I know he has some medical issues. I think his eyesight may be one of those, because I don't know if he can see very well. Because he one time saw this mysterious object in the road, and you know what? Here's the clip you have to listen to find out what it is.
So Bobby, for those of you who don't know, Bobby's a truck driver. And do you ever have a kid do that? Where
no.
Hey.
I don't pay attention. I just usually flip them off and keep going.
Yeah. So Bobby was driving his truck.
If it's
this
a hot
week.
Chick, I'll do it. I mean, I can do that.
Yeah. Hope your wife's not listening.
I don't care.
Anyway, so you were driving the truck and then you found something in the road.
Yeah, I was pulling into work in my truck. And it's right next to a Home Depot, so it's about a quarter mile long road for me to get in where I need to be. And I look down the street.
Excuse
and about
me?
about maybe 100 yards, there's this big brown dildo in the middle of the road.
I couldn't see that. I don't know how you saw that.
I assume it's like a dead squirrel, but he knew immediately.
Yeah. He's
dildo.
Like, that's exactly what
no,
it is.
I'm thinking, okay, you'll
he understand. Did a brand?
You'll understand whenever I tell you this.
Okay.
Okay.
There was, well, it was something.
That's the ass number 4,000. I didn't get anywhere.
So I'm like, what the hell? Is Eric around here somewhere or something? You know?
Right.
And I get closer
and
I'm sitting there and it's standing straight up. I was like, what the hell? Is this somebody just lost something out of their car?
I would thought of like a banana or something. That's what I would
think. It was brown.
Right. A brown banana. Yeah.
Okay. But as I got closer, all of a sudden it took off. I'm like, what the hell? No. It was a squirrel.
Oh, of course.
It was a freaking squirrel.
Of course. Why would your brain go automatically to that?
Think about it for a minute. His tail is on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. He's standing straight up on his back legs sideways.
I would think it's a squirrel.
No, you wouldn't. From that distance, you would not.
Maybe a brown paper bag.
A thin, small paper bag standing straight up. No, there's no way. A little round head on top? No.
With a dildo inside of it.
Right. That's makes it <course. laughs> a recently purchased toy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That's like, that's Bobby's life on the road.
That's it for trucker stories
that's
for the week.
Right.
Oh, God.
All right, so Dell was telling me about this new app. I just downloaded it. It's called Marco Polo.
Yeah, a couple of my friends, Matt Pisana turned me on to this. Our friend Audrey turned us on to
it. Was it like a search app to tell where each other are?
No, it just identifies whether things are dildos or squirrels. So you point at the picture.
This would be great for you, Bobby.
This is awesome.
What if only you've known about it.
They come in plastic bags. Yeah.
You point at any brown vertical thing and it tells you what it is.
You scan it.
Chris Rock. Okay. Let's
see. Dildo.
Chris Rock's penis. All right, so Michael, I'm going to pull you up in this. It tells you people that already have the app.
Okay.
But think of it as like video text. So it's not like Skype, which is like a phone call.
Right.
This is like video text. So I click on your name.
Okay.
Click record. Hey, Michael, what's going on? I'm just doing this idiotic podcast.
Right.
As soon as I'm done, I will get...
Language!
Bobby. I'll hit you up a little later as soon as I get out of here, and maybe we can go do something. Then I click
to
stop.
To each other with a brown squirrel. Right.
So I hit stop.
Okay.
You know, if you'll notice, if you had it pulled up, it should have said I was recording a message
then.
So you can watch it live if you happen to catch it while the person's recording. But it should show up on your timeline under me now as having left you a message.
So Michael is in his studio. He's looking down at one phone, has his other phone in.
No, I'm looking down at this iPad here. And then, okay, so it says new.
Right.
So did you send it to me, or is it going to like a story?
It does. It actually keeps a record just like text does. So every time you record it, at the bottom, it'll start creating a timeline.
Okay. But this goes, can anybody see this or
no,
just me?
No, it's just to you. Now, okay. You can create a group so you can all, like, you can leave a message for everybody. But this is great because, like, you know, the person doesn't have to be available at the moment, but also you're getting some FaceTime with them.
Right.
You're able to show them visually, like, hey, I'm here at the store right now. You don't have to record a message or record something, then attach it to a message.
So, like, right now, I'm recording you a message, and I'm zooming in on the sweat on my forehead.
Yeah, there you go.
It's incredibly hot in the studio.
And actually, since you were pulled up, you can see you're live on my screen.
That's incredible. Look, I have little filters and stuff. Look at that.
Yeah.
I look like a Barack Obama hope poster. Hope and change.
I like the black and white movie store one. I tend to stay with that one. Or the black and
you
white
You like to be
stack.
Noir? Yeah. Oh, look at that. It looks like I'm black and white.
That's my one of my favorites.
That's really cool. It's like when you had those old
night vision one too.
Sony cameras, those little handheld cameras
exactly,
back in the day.
Yeah.
The little effects that were terrible.
Jeez,
so
think
it doesn't allow
two-way
communication because it assumes you would use
change.
Like Skype for stuff like that, right?
Well, it's I mean, you could use Snapchat.
But those disappear. And this also keeps a recording timeline. If you look down at the bottom of your screen, you can go back and rewatch any message, and it keeps them in order, our conversation back and forth.
That's
you
pretty cool.
You can also download any conversation if that's information you need.
Yes.
And, like, let's say you're a store. Okay, here, I'm doing this. Hey, dude, I'm here at the sex shop. There is a selection of brown dildos. I don't know which one you want, so I'm going to turn the camera around and show it to you.
This one's a squirrel.
This one is.
Damn it. That was a bunny.
Okay. And then this is the Michael Zavala blow-up doll.
Yeah.
So
highly popular.
Send me back quickly which one you want, and I'll pick it up for you for Bobby's birthday.
Yeah. Why?
That is cool.
Question. Language. Why wouldn't we just do that? I mean, why not just text?
Because sometimes it needs...
Like, if you're at the store and your wife wants you to pick up something, you're like, I don't know which one you want. Let me take a picture.
Yeah.
You just film it to her.
And I don't use it for
it's
everybody.
Like a video call.
I use it when normally, like, you want FaceTime. Like, I use it to talk to my mom because my mom's like, you never call. I never get to see you and you never come and visit me. Well, this is great. Now we can... we don't have to be available at the same time. But
and
we
don't have to visit her.
And I don't have to visit
this
her.
Is great.
Can I ask what type of phone do you have?
Note 5.
Okay. But, okay, so... Whenever I need to talk to my wife or we need to actually see each other, my phone already has a video chat.
Right, but this
press the button and
right, that's video chat. Yeah. What if she's not available at the time to chat? That's the difference. Is it's just like text instead of calling.
Okay, do you have stock in this app?
No, I don't. I've just been using it crazy. Well, see, here's the thing. I can talk to my nieces now and leave them a message while I'm busy at work or something.
Yeah.
They can record something at night. And then when I get to work, I can see it, watch your cute little message, record back, and they get to see my face. I get to see them.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it feels like we're having a conversation if we both can't be available
Michael,
at the
whenever
same
we
time.
When we post the show, can we edit this part out? Because I really don't want my wife to know that this app exists, because then I'll be getting, could you do this for me?
Right.
You know, or get little messages.
I saw where you were at. You weren't really at work. Yeah. But
always make sure to keep it up on your face.
What brown dildo are you talking about?
Yeah.
Just like with the video camera, you can flip it around so you can shoot video. Like the other night I was at my niece's recital and my friend Catherine wanted to see it. So I just, and she couldn't watch it right then, she was at work. So I just hit record and shot out of the rear facing camera, recorded like one of my niece's performances. And then like when she went on her lunch break, she was able to pull it up and watch it. But you don't have to sit there and send like a, record it, take the file, compress it, put it in.
Right. It does make that a lot easier. Yeah. As far as like if you're at an event and you wanted to film it for whoever, graduation or whatever.
Yeah, perfect. There you go.
Yeah. When Bobby's got the air horn, you could film it and then instead of like compressing, like you said, it just automatically sends and it's done.
Yeah. And they if you do want all the to download it, you can download it at the other end. Or, you know, if something you recorded.
Okay, so we gotta go. Next week. We will not be here. It's Father's Day.
Yeah. Guess who will be here?
Only
all
father.
Of our fathers.
The only father on this show, yes. Bobby, will Thank be here you. Doing an MZ Now rewind. Okay. And then the week after that, we don't know what we're going to do yet. So it can either be we may be here.
Tune in.
We may not be here. We may have a replay show, or it might just be Bobby and Eric hosting a show by themselves. I may be in Chicago. And may not make it back in time for the show.
I would like to see a full hour discussion of the Seinfeld Kesha thing.
Yes. And Kathy Griffin.
And Kathy Griffin.
And the kissing bug.
And the brown dildo.
Which honestly actually, I thought was Kathy Griffin.
Actually, you know what would be a great show? If I'm not here, Dell, you can host the show.
Okay, fine.
So I'm not here. Dell brings in a variety of brown items. And Bobby and Eric have to guess what these things are. That's
like
that's a whole show.
And it's called The Brown Hole, but it's W-H-O-L-E.
Right. Yes.
So, yeah.
That'll be great.
This is MZ Now Rewind.
Hi, everyone. I'm actually coming to you live from Houston, Texas, outside of Joel Osteen's mega church, which is really weird because we actually had Joel Osteen on the show. Take a listen.
This is very exciting. We do have a guest on the phone. We haven't had a guest in a while. You might know him. His name is Joel Osteen. I think that's how you say it.
Osteen. Osteen.
Joel Osteen.
I say it like I'm from the Midwest. Osteen.
How do you say that? How would you say that? I don't want to say his name wrong.
I don't know. Osteen. Austin?
Osteen. I've been saying it Olsteen, but I don't think that's correct.
I mean, hopefully you can trick him into saying his own name.
Like the Olsen twins.
Just say that.
Anyway, you know him. He's a very famous pastor out of Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. Oprah's pastor.
Oh, really?
And he got in a lot of heat because he didn't open his doors for the Hurricane Harvey victims in Houston. Because he said it was, you know, different stories came about, you know, safety reasons. It was for Houston didn't ask us. We heard all sorts of different things. We don't know exactly what happened. And it was a bad PR move for them, obviously. Right.
He said, my nice stuff's in there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just you know, put the floors down in here. You know, we get it all muddy.
We got new hardwoods.
Right.
Yeah.
We got new pews.
We got new hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm. I'd imagine that's what he sounds like. I have no idea. But anyway, I don't want to make fun of the guy. He's on the phone right now.
He's listening.
Yeah, he's listening right now. He's on hold. Joel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joel. How are you?
Joel,
can you hear us?
Good morning. Oh, what a wonderful, beautiful day it is to be blessed, isn't it?
Sure.
This is Joel Osteen.
We were talking about it. Is it Osteen?
The all is invisible. Osteen. Okay. Joel Osteen.
Osteen.
Yes.
Okay.
What a beautiful and glorious day it is. Yes, it is. That's all my script says to do at this point. I was waiting for a response.
Okay, sorry.
Line.
Okay.
Line.
Take Joel, over.
So you have an exclusive announcement after this bad PR move.
Yes. I'm so glad. I'm exclusively announcing this on your show as I'm a big fan. I love it. I love that guy.
Well, you're in our target demographic. So that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know who you guys have on that show, but I love it.
Our target demographic is mean Christians.
Yes. So anyway, I wanted to announce a big plan that we're doing here at our church. As all of you know, we have received some heavy, heavy criticism for not immediately opening our doors during Hurricane Harvey.
I did hear about that.
But we wanted to let everyone know that even though we're perfect, we sometimes, too, make mistakes.
No.
We have learned from our mistakes and decided to make an even greater effort to support our community due to the weather that may have affected them.
Okay, well, that sounds great.
Okay, well, so what's your new plan?
So, I'm glad you asked that, because I was going to tell you. Today, I'm very happy to announce that we are opening our doors.
Seems very serious.
To a forgotten group. I'm just very joyful.
Didn't you already open your doors?
I have the joy of the Lord in my heart.
Okay.
And yeah, tons of money in the bank.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
Didn't you already open
Hashtag
your doors?
Hashtag blessed. We're reopening our doors.
Oh, you're reopening.
Yes,
okay, so you're opening again.
To a forgotten group. We want to let everyone know that even though the world has left them, we still hear them. We are officially opening our doors to the victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Do you mean Maria?
No, Katrina. Hurricane Katrina.
Sure?
Okay,
I think shattered Louisiana.
Right. But that happened in 2005, actually.
Yes, yes. 12 years ago, Hurricane Katrina devastated a lot of our country and a very small portion of it. And yes, we believe that there are people still out there who are still suffering from that disaster.
The news is
not talking about them anymore, but we can still hear their cries.
Okay, so what type of help are you planning on offering?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. We are opening our doors to become a shelter for those who may be suffering. We have released what we're calling our blessing plan with several options to fit needs of the needy. The blessing plan has three options. The first option is called At Least We're Still Together Plan, and it's starting out at just $100 a week.
Oh.
And includes bedding space and our luxurious parking space, or a parking garage, and it's limited to two spaces. So think about this. You and your entire family can rest in two parking spaces that would normally fit a van or two vans.
But you're wanting people to pay for it that have lost everything.
That is correct, yes. Yeah.
How are they? What are you going to do? Put it on credit?
However the Lord leads you to give is okay. It's just starting out at a measly $100
a week. Are the spaces furnished?
No. You have to bring your own bedding. We just provide the space as we feel inclined by the Lord to do so.
Okay, is there air conditioning?
No, it's outside. It's a parking garage.
Okay.
It's an outdoor.
Is it covered?
It is covered, yes. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. The harsh environments of Houston, Texas.
Wow.
Our second plan, we're calling it, We're Being Tested, But We Will Overcome Plan. And this is our gold option. This plan includes indoor bedding access in our magnificent hallways that lead to our custodian department. It includes two free bottles of water, a discount code for an audio version of my book, Best Life Now, and a heaven's eye view of one of my sermons. I mean, we're going to put you on the very top, what we call the angel view. And it's you can watch the sermons on our gigantic, enormous TV screens and feel like you're really in front of the pulpit. And all this starts at $150 a week.
Okay, why'd you say two free bottles of water?
Anything above that, we have to charge for it at our gift store. Yeah. We just can't give out everything because we have to feed our people as well.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yes, $250, or I'm sorry, it was $150 for that package. I get my numbers mixed up.
Wow.
And then our final plan is what we're calling our premium plan. And we're calling this, Why God, Why Me? That is the plan. And it's absolutely incredible. Not only do you get everything from our gold option, but you also get a pulpit-side seating to one of my life-changing sermons, a free campus parking spot to park your van or bicycle, an autographed copy of my book with an extra bottle of water, and plus, if I see you as I'm walking by, I may shake your hand.
That's not a guarantee?
Not a guarantee, because I may not know who you are. I might just think you're the help.
I also noticed all the cars you mentioned have to be vans.
Vans or bicycles, yeah.
What about like a normal sedan?
No, because that could get towed.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't like stalkers or loiterers in our parking lot. Vans or a bicycle. And all this starts at a mere $999.99 a week. Very reasonable.
This isn't a one-time investment.
No. Also, there is a one-time fee if you have small children because there is cleanup, things that need to be
Are you okay, sir?
Things that need to be cleaned up.
Need a bottle of water?
They're free.
Sorry, I was wiping my mouth of one of my hundreds, and I choked on it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so no, there's a $250 deposit, one-time fee. You only have to pay it once. That's
is
for
it refundable?
Kind of clean. It's non-refundable. Oh. It's for any kind of children that you have. If you have a child, even
pets?
One. Pets. Oh. So we can clean up after them.
Are they allowed inside, the pets?
They are not allowed.
The children?
The children and the pets must stay outside in our playground area. It's roped off, very secure. We have cameras all over the place.
Roped.
It is roped off.
Okay.
Very secure.
It's not fenced off, but it's roped off.
No.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
But
is it covered? Is it covered?
It is not covered. Oh. I think if you get in the little slide, the slide is covered. And we have a little bit of a covering above where you climb the ladder to get into the slide.
Yeah.
There's a little canopy area.
Okay. Well, at least there's something.
Yes,
at least there's something.
Absolutely. But we are putting you in a position to be blessed. And these Hurricane Katrina victims.
Will you at least pray for these people?
Prayer is an additional package. We're calling that our Closer to God package. That's $1,200 and does come with a pair of Beats headphones by Dr. Dre. And that one will give you a free prayer request you can send to me, and I will pray for you.
Okay.
And I have a direct line.
Is it a direct prayer, or is it like a general?
It's a direct line. I talked to the big man upstairs at least
right,
once.
Right, but is it a name shout-out?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now you're getting too much. The name shout-out costs $2,500. I mean, listen, I'm talking to the big man upstairs.
Yeah.
That's $2,500 a week to get one prayer request in every week.
This is so expensive.
Well, you know, it's a – hey, listen. We're putting you in a position to be blessed. And if you cannot be blessed unless you give. And so that's what we're doing. We're giving you the opportunity to be blessed. Because think about it this way, right? You're giving $150 a week. At some point in your life, you're going to make another $150. That's God giving that back to you. Sometimes I guarantee you
could see it that way.
I guarantee you might make $200 back in your lifetime. And guess what? That's God saying, hey, you know what? That $150 you gave me years ago, I'm going to give you $50 more.
Okay.
That's God's investment plan.
Some might call that a coincidence. I mean, but.
No, that is a complete blessing.
Okay.
And that's also called, if you have a job, you might get a paycheck. You know what I mean? So once you get back on your feet and you get a job, God will start rewarding you what we call these weekly paychecks. And that is how you become a blessed divine child.
Okay.
Okay. So to be clear, these are your charitable options?
Yes. This is our charity. This is all tax deductible. You can write this off. You're giving to yourself, essentially.
Okay.
But, yes, this is all part of being my children. I mean, God's children.
Mm-hmm.
Here at the wonderful Joel Osteen Church of Joel.
Osteen.
Yeah. Osteen. But anyway, I have to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I had one of these Mexicans that works on my pool fell in. Poor thing. I think he drowned. So we have to fish him out. And,
well, I hope he's okay.
Well, we have plenty more where that came from, right?
Okay. On that note, I guess we'll let you go.
God bless you guys. And remember,
please,
this is the day to be your greatest day.
I feel like you've had the first part ready. But then you were waiting for the Lord to tell you the second part.
Yes, he was channeling through me.
I guess your direct line got cut off.
Yeah, it's okay.
We have bad connections because of the hurricane here.
Okay,
sometimes my Wi-Fi cuts out. I've missed my God connection.
All right.
Okay.
But okay, I will see you guys.
I don't think we're going to see you.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Thanks for your help.
All right, guys, that wraps up the best moments of 2017. Tune in next week when we go in deep, deep, deep into the MZ vault and pull out a classic that you do not want to miss. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.